chapter 9, I'm going to read to you some scripture. We're glad to see you. I appreciate you for coming. And I appreciate all the preachers that are here. And if you're here tonight lost, don't leave lost. You don't have to. You have as much right to be saved as I have. The Lord loves you as much as He loves me. It's level ground when you get to Calvary. Everybody goes the same route. If you're ever going to make it to heaven, you're going to have to get Jesus before you make it. God bless every one of you. I appreciate you. I'll say this briefly, then we'll get into the message. Several people have been asking me about my wife. She's on kidney dialysis. We go to Huntsville 3 times a week. And but it's just a change of lifestyle down here. Where we're headed, there won't be none of that. So we just travel along. The Lord's still the Lord. The doctor told me, he's so kind. He said that, preacher, y'all having a streak of bad luck. When he got through, I said, now, doctor, with the Lord, I don't think of no such a thing as luck. He knows what's going on. I believe that. You might not got it. God bless you. Can I save, get saved?
Yes.
Preachers, keep preaching.
Amen.
Keep preaching. I don't know about a Keith's dad is saved, but his mom was saved when she was a teenager. When I preach him. We don't want your sympathy. We need your prayers. God bless you. Verse 23, we read to you tonight in Jeremiah chapter 9. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that gloweth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth. In these things I delight, saith the Lord. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, dear Lord, for your love, and I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, dear Lord, for the privilege to bow here where gracious men of God have stood and proclaimed the message of deliverance. Thank you, dear Lord, for Brother Nee Smith. I thank you for his family. I pray you bless the church you have planted here. Oh, God bless these dear men of God that's out here tonight. Oh, Lord, if there's one out here tonight that's not right, may this be tonight, Lord, that you'll speak to their heart again. Move, Lord, in an unusual way. Let us see your glory again. Lord, for what you do, we'll thank you now. When we see you face to face, we'll praise you forever and ever. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Thus saith the Lord. The Lord talking. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Neither the rich man glory in his riches. But, if you're going to glory, glory in this, that ye understandeth and knoweth me. That I am the Lord. Hallelujah. That means everything. John said, I must decrease, but he must increase. That's where it's got to be in my life. And yours too, if he's going to be magnified, we've got to get down and let him get up. Well, praise his name. Now, I believe when a person's saved, they're saved. I don't want you to misunderstand me. But I also believe, hold your seat a minute. I believe saved folk will act like it every once in a while. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A lot of folks go to order, just get shook up and get shot and don't get killed after we get back in the world in a few days. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm not angry with anybody but the boogerman. I've got no use for the devil. He'll ruin you. He'd just as soon ruin your little boy and little girl as anybody. You're no match for him. You can't combat the force of hell by yourself.
When you go in the name of the Lord and say, as they go, the battle is the Lord's, we'll come out victorious every time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't brag about to me how much you know. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. You don't know enough to get by without the Lord. The foolish of God is wiser than man. Isaiah 1 said, "Hear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Listen when he's talking to us. Yonder on the Mount of Transfiguration, when Peter said, let's build three tabernacles. We want one for you, but we want one for Moses and Elias too. But then a voice from heaven said, this is my son, hear ye him." What he's got to say, you better listen to it. Well, praise the Lord. Your eyes can be wrong and mine can be wrong, but Jesus never has been and never will be. Hallelujah. You've got the wise man glory in his wisdom. There's some people in the Bible I want to refer to for a few minutes, as brief as God will let me. The wisest man outside the Lord Jesus Christ that we read about, his name was Solomon. And he was wiser when he was young than he was when he was old. As a general rule, wisdom comes with age, but not with Solomon. What makes you say that, Brother Cook? Well, he had 700 wives. A man got 700 wives, not two wives. I don't care who he is, what his name is. I didn't say that to tickle your fancy. I mean that. I've got one I've been living with 62 years. I'd marry tomorrow. She's a woman I'd take for the hand. If she'd help me. I'm well satisfied. Well, praise the Lord. You lost the thrill of being your wife. You need to get that water and get right with God. I don't care who you are and what your name is. Praise the Lord. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Solomon, you're not wise enough. You're not smart enough. He knew, God let him know who the mother of the live baby belonged to. But he wasn't wise enough to let idolatry believing women alone have get you in a mess. Hallelujah. Right up the afternoon. Do like Elijah done. Don't you preachers get angry at me. I want to tell you something I thought about. I've heard Elijah referred to as a coward. He's a man. I admire him. He's my hero. What did he run for? You better run like he did. It'd been a man you home together tonight. If it had done like Elijah did, run from the Jezebel. You can't fight her. Run from her. Praise the Lord. Get in a hurry and get away. You're welcome. I didn't mean to get in well, what do you mean? Sitting out that juniper tree sentiment, let me die. It's just as much as say, Lord, let me die in the boondock, just so I say the mail to you. Hallelujah. Let me die in the ditch, baby. Don't let the mail to you. Let me stay alive. Now praise the man. The wise man not wise enough. Oh, the mighty man not strong enough. If you ever get back, you'll go through a man's hands. I don't blame him for running. Hallelujah. Woo! You better run. You don't, you'll get in a mess. Solomon, you're not wise enough. He thought he was. Married king's daughters.
had peace. Incidentally, there was a guy who told us in the Bible land.
Bless you, Lord.
The reason Solomon was not attacked, his wives was the daughter of the king that surrounded Israel. That might have been so, I don't know.
Bless you, Lord.
Don't know about that. We were wrong when he got the second one.
Amen.
You're welcome. I believe it. Brother Cook, you just need to read deeper. I've read it for 50 years. Don't hesitate to my question about have we right? Have we wrong and wrong? Have we sinned and sinned? Have we righteousness in righteousness? Not one at a time, either. Got to skip some of this. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Your strength is not enough. Go with me to the book of Judges. Read chapter 13 through 15. You'll find a man, a boy that was born, a baby. I don't want to leave the wrong impression with you. God will save people if they are in a mess.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
The woman of Samaria had had five. The Lord saved her.
Amen.
You can believe anything you want to about it.
Thank you, Lord.
When she went over the hill to the city, she said, come and see a man.
Amen.
I can almost hear that bunch of folks that mistreated that woman.
Thank you, Lord.
Said, I wonder what man old hag found now. But she found a man that cured her man for he'll save you if you come to him.
Amen.
You'll stop some of your high heating around when you get saved.
Amen.
You'll stop some of your hobnobbing about it. Samson was a strong man. One of the mightiest men that you'll find in the Bible. He could take the jawbone of an ass and kill 1,000 people. Beat a lion and tear him apart barehanded. But he went to sleep in the wrong place. He laid his head in the wrong lap. You better hear me. You better quit playing with the world. It'll get your power. It'll ruin you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. He had an eye for women. God bless you, dear ladies.
Thank you, Lord.
The best thing inside of heaven is a good woman.
Amen.
The worst thing inside of hell is a mean one.
Amen.
If you are mean, you can get saved.
Amen.
They brought a mean one to Jesus in 8th chapter of John.
Thank you, Lord.
That bunch of religious folks is so righteous that they won't touch nothing.
Bless you, Lord.
She come to our woman, but she left a lady.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, and sin no more. Samson, where is your strength? Dear preacher, stay on your face before God.
Run if you have to. Stay in the woods if you have to. Stay with God. And you're no match. You're no match by yourself. You might think you are, but you're not. Samson's so strong, he took the gates of the city and walked off with them. Samson, I won't know where your strength is. He said, if you bind with 7 green withs, it's never been dried, I'll be weak as another man. If you've done that, they will come loose. That ought to stop him from telling her. That ought to stop him from even talking to her. That ought to make him wrong. Again, she asked him, he said, if you bind with any ropes, I'd be weak as another man. Samson, wake up. Somebody wake him up. See, he knows you're not listening. Sin will blind you. Devil see you when it's all right. Oh, so many homes on the rocks tonight. I'll be called. I'll be wise. If they'll pray together, God bless you, you can live together. Hallelujah. When you get to wanting to be around another man more than you want to be around your husband, you're in danger square. And you gotta get away from that. And when you want to be around another woman more than you want to be around your wife, you better get away from that. You better hurry and get away from that. The very little thought about it now. The preacher's lined up with it. And say, oh, I used to believe that way, brother. But I still believe it. Praise God. What are you doing about it? I still believe it. Glory to God's great name tonight. Well, praise the Lord. Tell me what's wrong with living right. Praise the Lord. Samson, wake up. Somebody wake him up. Samson, get out of there! Lull to sleep, but a fool's in hell. Lose your conviction. Nothing's wrong anymore. No white and black. Just a hazy gray. We've been wrong 100 years ago. God bless you, it's still wrong. It was right then, it's still right. Still not angry with you. Samson, wake up. Wake up. He still enticed him. He said, if you weed me with a web, lose my strength. Then she got down and said, you don't love me. You don't love me. He told her all of his heart. Oh, Samson, Samson, why didn't you run? Oh, God, help us. Our heart bleeds to see things just go wrong. The Bible tells us that we told all of his heart. His strength was gone. It wept so easily he didn't even realize it. He wished not that the Lord had departed. Oh, what kind of condition is that? Amen. Lord, don't leave me alone. Well, Cook, aren't you afraid you get lost? No. Not a bit. But I fully realize that I'm no match for Satan. Amen. The one to save me said, I won't ever leave you. I'll never forsake you. Amen. What do you believe saved people will do that? I guess they can. I'm not saying that. I'll just leave it alone. Samson, his hair began to grow. And I wouldn't be surprised if Delilah wasn't in that crowd and making sport of him. The devil will laugh at you if you quit. I heard of a woman, if I was to call her name, some of you preachers know. She made the statement, I'll get him if I have to go to hell to get him. She got him.
then he's the one that's living in the edge of hell. Told me one day, he said, ain't a miserable man on earth that I am. God help. Oh, if he could just run like a ladder. Let the world say you're a coward. Let them say it. Just speak here. Run and run fast. Oh, praise the Lord. Get up from there. Be laughing. Oh, over yonder, where you're going to make sport out of him. How wonderful. Delilah wasn't in that crowd. Said, I got him. I got another slave. As God's out. Samson told a lad, would you just put my hand on the pillars? When he reached out, he got the pillars. With a broken heart, I hear Samson say, oh Lord, God, remember me. Anyway, just about to say, this is Samson, Lord. Remember me, Lord. Only this once. Just one time, Lord, remember me. I know I've done wrong, but remember me, Lord. He reached out and got the pillars and pulled them to him. Woo! He did. He slew more. He did all of it last time. When that, what Jesus did in Calvary, we are now stretched out under him. We want the arm. Around the pillar of death, he pulled it to him. The other hand, he brought death to him. Embrace both of them, and I'll be seeing, so you can be turned to lose. Well, praise our Lord again. I'll tell you that, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that alone. Come and get a song. If the devil's good, we'll do it. Come on. The Bible says it's fun. Now, we're turning. But I'm too bad but a cook. I can't be forgiven. Before I give up, I'd try it again.
Amen.
I'd be like Samson. I'd say, Lord, here I am. This is Tom again. He knows what's in your heart. Do you want to be liberated tonight? Stand to your feet. Anybody needs to come to us all to come. Now, Brother Lee Smith. You can come with us if you want to. Come on, sing with me. Somebody will be coming. And somebody will sing. Live in a defeated life. The devil got you defeated. He's robbing you. But the wicked God wants you to have.